Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. I'm so excited about season three, and we're on day two of filming season three. We've got a big week ahead of us. And Kara Young, the executive director and president of the Destin Charity Wine Auction, celebrating its 10-year anniversary, is my guest, and we're going to get into a whole lot. She's amazing, a beautiful young entrepreneur that's taken over the world in the world of fundraising and charity. Kara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so grateful for this opportunity today.
Oh my. We've had such a good chat prior to getting live here. And I just, in doing a little bit of research, you're an Auburn grad.
Yes.
And I have, it's not a joke, it's something I say a lot, that basically the very, very best staff members that I've ever had here are Auburn grads. So I don't know what happens and with what's going on at that university.
Well, oracle like, to those graduates.
Right. I know. It's like fierce. Like everybody that comes out of there is pretty like well prepared and very fierce for their challenges and the life ahead. How did you start working and what position did you have at the charity 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I was recently college graduate. I had lived in Arizona for about a year working with another nonprofit. Came back home because I'm born and raised in Destin. And I started as the operations coordinator. Within a year, I was a fundraising manager, director of fundraising after that. And then I was director of the foundation for about 5 years until last summer.
That's amazing.
When I interviewed for the title of president of the foundation. I'm just so grateful for the time I've spent with the foundation, the guidance of the board of directors. Mm-hmm. I have so many mentors in this community, and I couldn't be happier with the career.
That's amazing. Passion. So John Russell, was he there at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
He hired me. He always says I was his first best decision. So he was recently had taken the job as president of the foundation, and I was his first hire. So he really had been a stakeholder in my career at Destin Charity Wine Auction and a great mentor as well.
That's so amazing and so good. It's not often that you can find mentors like that that will stick with you like that long. That's a decade.
Yes.
Is a long period of time.
Yes.
And then, you know, to recognize and you know that he had the faith in your abilities to recommend you for that position and that you had the gumption to go for the presidency too,
yes.
Right? I highly commend you for that.
Yes, I'm so grateful that he positioned me well for being his successor.
Right. So when I first heard that you were awarded the presidency, just quietly to myself, because I know you're young, and you had been there for a while. I didn't know it was the complete 10 years that you were there. But I thought to myself, wow, that's so impressive that the board actually chose you. It says a lot about them, and it says a lot about you, that there is some sort of let's just back up before I get to this point. You, and I'll let you say it better than I, but I'll cue it up with your organization, Destin Charity Wine Auction, for 10 years running, has been named by Wine Spectator.
Yes.
What's the award?
Top Charity Wine Auctions, top 10 Charity Wine Auctions in the country, 10 consecutive years.
Yeah. Which is, you know, beyond impressive. Like it gives me chills and I'm not even embedded in the organization, like you all.
Really proud that Destin as Okaloosa and Walton County, we represent both, are named in that list among Napa and Naples and Sonoma.
It's
really
wild.
Impressive. And the Emerald Foundation. Those are some big names to be in conversation with. And we're really proud that we're raising that much money.
Very big names. So when you have like that kind of notoriety and just human nature is human nature. So this is what like the point I'm trying to make. So when you have so much clout and you're number one, usually human nature would be like, well, maybe like the successor should be some new guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
With a saying more. And then it's you. who's been there, who's proven yourself, yeah. you're young and you're a woman. It's impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think it also says a lot about our community. The board was looking for somebody that is involved in our community, mm-hmm. not a newbie to the community.
Right.
Somebody that has the passion for the charities, the knowledge of what these organizations are doing, mm-hmm. and experience in this community. I mean,
right.
we're not a city. We are a beach destination, but who better than somebody that's been born and raised?
Right. It all makes perfect sense, but a lot of things sometimes don't make sense
sure.
when decisions are made. So I just like applaud, you know, you and the board and John Russell, because that was a really magical combination where like you knew the right thing was happening. Because, you know, a lot of times we watch things happen and they're not the right thing.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't happen that often that like the right road is chosen.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've been scared all year, and I still continue to be, but I'm very passionate.
How many months are you into your presidency?
I am 13 months into my presidency.
Okay, so you're, this is
I've done a full year, but
okay, so
every year is different mm-hmm. in fundraising and this community continues to grow
yes.
at a rapid pace. And uh-huh. so there's new opportunities and every year is different.
Right.
Every year has a theme.
So since its inception, every year following the next year has made more money than the year before. There's never been like a plateau or a decline.
Well, the only year I would say that had a difference was 2020. COVID.
Pandemic, yeah.
We did pivot. We had not an auction in April, but uh-huh. we had a completely virtual auction
right.
in August, mm-hmm. and that raised $1.2 million.
Pretty impressive.
Really not bad.
Right. Not bad at all.
And it was, but every year we have continued to raise more money and give away more money to our 16 charity partners than the year before.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, just there aren't enough words to like give all the accolades that is due. What do you ever, you and the board ever speculate like how you are number one in beating these people out, like you said, from Napa and Sonoma and other places where you would think the wine, you know, event would do better there than maybe in Destin?
It is. I mean, it really speaks to a generous community. Now, we'll never beat Naples mm-hmm. because they're raising about $16 to $20 million a year.
Okay.
But for us to be included in that top 10
yeah. Is fierce.
Is really incredible. Mm-hmm. In this past year, we just surpassed our $30 million mark. We actually have given away over $32 million since our inception in 2005.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, it's so
for
incredible.
This community.
Yeah. And it is a generous community, like you say, and I don't know any place else that has this many charities, this many events, and it's hard to go to a lot of
it
them.
Is.
I'm sure we all know that. And then how many supporters there are to the events, to attending, to the donations and everything. It is, it's not the norm. The community is overly generous, which is amazing. So a lot
it
of
is.
Charities can benefit from it. How do you go about selecting each year the 16?
The 16 charities?
The benefactors.
It's a true partnership. We ask our charity partners to apply annually with a grant application. And then within that, they support our fundraising efforts. They provide mission moments and they provide auction lots. They provide volunteers to all of our events. So it's not just a handout.
Yeah.
They're working.
Mm-hmm.
They're recruiting sponsors for
right.
our event. They're recruiting patrons.
Right.
They're recruiting patron hosts to host
yes.
dinners on our behalf. They are the workforce. I mean, we're only
yeah.
a team of four in our office.
Right.
They are the extra hands. They are the extra conversations
mm-hmm.
That we rely on to raise mm-hmm. as much money as we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a charity relations committee that meets annually to review the applications.
Mm-hmm.
These organizations submit quarterly reports to us
yeah.
So that we can be sure we're being good stewards of the money that's given out, because
mm-hmm.
it is such a significant amount.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, in August, we wrote three organizations a check for $300,000+, and making sure that that money goes exactly where it was intended to is also part of the process.
And that was at the check presentation that we were at, right?
Yes.
And so how many people, more than three, right?
Three organizations received over $300,000.
Over $300,000, yeah.
But in total, we gave away $3.4 million.
That night. Yeah. That is just overwhelming to understand.
That was my 11th check presentation, I still get chills. Mm-hmm. I still get emotional every single check that we give out, because it can have such a significant impact on a local organization.
Right.
And until the kids in our neighborhood aren't at risk or aren't underserved, we're going to keep doing it.
Right. One of, I'm cheering for everybody, everyone that's a recipient, but like in this particular case that we attended for Hillary Glenn's Point Washington Medical Clinic, because, she's new.
Yes.
And that was almost single-handedly like the charge that she had to start with and for a long time. I mean, I know she has a board of directors and all that, and I know people are helping, but it was still so new. She was, she's trailblazing.
Yes.
In a big way, and she has an unbelievable heart and vision and intention for what she's doing. And we've walked over, over a year ago to see the building in play and everything that she's planning on doing. And it is like a nirvana for like a medical clinic, like with the big green, like just like all of her intentions are with love and respect and caring,
yes.
Medical as well as wellness and mental health. And
not only is she a great human, but she's brilliant.
Yeah, she is brilliant.
I mean, radically inclusive healthcare. That's something Destin Charity Wine Auction wants to get behind.
Yes.
And they were new to the Destin Charity Wine Auction family this year.
Yes.
So they just received their first check.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to continue supporting them. And we can't wait for the clinic to be open.
Yes.
The foundation is sponsoring the pediatric exam room. So we are very, very honored to do so.
Oh, is that where some of the money is coming from that? Oh, that's awesome. Pediatric, okay. And then CVHN, which I'm on the board, you know. I mean, that was good that, they're doing good work. They really are. And like, so many others and caring and sharing, we were talking about that earlier. They've been around for a really long time.
They have.
And on a conversation on a podcast that I had with Carly, who's the executive director, I had this like a kind of an epiphany when I was talking to her. And I don't know if you heard me say it in that really when you think about how many nonprofits there are here, how many events, that really there is a high sophisticated level of marketing to get your marketing dollars for said charities, right?
Absolutely.
So you have this benevolence, you have this good intention and this sort of good Samaritan to do a lot of good work, and then somehow you have to be a master marketeer, right?
Yes.
To raise money.
Absolutely.
And when you think about the juxtaposition of that, it's kind of contrary to one another.
It is.
And so like when you're talking about also like money, sometimes here, even in this small little company, I go home and I go, did I say the word money like 18 times today? And it's boring to talk about money all the time. It is, but you have to have money to do things, and you have to have money to do, create visions, to see things through to the finish line. And it's a necessary, it's a necessary currency to do anything, right? But sometimes I don't like talking about it a lot because it just seems like it takes like a lot of the heart out of what you're doing. But by the same token, you have to have it. So you just have to like get okay with it.
And
you have to get comfortable with
it. I think that was part of the vision of Destin Charity Wine Auction is let's take on the burden of fundraising for these organizations and have them focus on their programs and have them focus on doing the work. And we will, as an organization, help the burden of fundraising.
Right.
By getting everyone together annually or twice a year for big events, Destin Charity Wine Auction, and then we can write you a check, six figures.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on your clients because that is what, you know, you are good at. Right. And that's what we brought you on
right.
for.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So that it can yeah. help.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little nervous because V is going to host a dinner.
We
I need
so
guidance
excited.
And help about like all that as what goes into all of that makes like the best dinner that you could have, but that's also a fundraising aspect too. So we've got to like really get on our A game, but you want to announce where we're going to have it?
At the new A&R.
Yes, at Camp Creek, the new
yes.
Camp Creek.
I heard it's absolutely beautiful.
It is so beautiful. It's like when I went on a fam trip there to have dinner with the folks from St. Joe, and I wasn't expecting it to be that different and that amazing and that luxe. It's like very luxurious. It's a country club, you know, big time, and you know, you don't know it until you go in there. But I am so thankful that we get to have it in a new place.
Yes.
You know, because I wanted, you know, something new and fresh.
It's going to be stunning. And I know that you will knock it out of the park as a host. We're so grateful yeah. for you for doing that.
So happy. Yeah.
To benefit CVHN.
Yeah, and then, yeah, CVHN and, you know, Rah Rah. So I'll repeat like a little story that I told you before we started filming. And that is, you know, back, you know, 8 years ago, 7, 8, 9 years ago when, you know, my husband and I would go. And like we would go into like that room where like there was so much hype and so much energy going on for like 5 hours for the auction and the
yes.
bidding and watching people like trying to outbid each other for like $40,000-$50,000 to go to a trip to Hawaii. And like it's just like mind blowing to see like it in action.
Yes.
You know, it really is. And even when I was there, sometimes I would be like so like maybe a tad uncomfortable, like, wow. Well, one, maybe a tad uncomfortable that I didn't have $40,000 to bid to go to Hawaii, but was very impressed with the people who did.
Who can.
Right, who
yes.
can. And not until I started serving on some boards very recently. So I'm on the other side, right?
Yes.
And I'm seeing like how vital it is to that these organizations have to have money to perpetuate, you know, buying the new the second mobile bus,
yes.
Better dental care for kids that, you know, don't have any insurance. And then, like, I had this epiphany. I'm like, okay, well, that is necessary. You know, I'm like, fundraising is an art in and of itself, which you all have clearly mastered, right?
Yes.
How to be the masters of fundraising. Hats off to you. But then when you know the end of the line, where the money's going at the end of the line, it does put the full circle into perspective, and
yes.
then you understand, yes, it's okay to have events that are completely reliant on making money.
Yes.
Because the money is going to really good use.
Yes. We, as an organization, fundraise all year long to basically cover the expenses of the auction weekend
mm-hmm.
and our administrative costs. When we go into the auction, every dollar is then going straight to a charity, which is a blessing, but mm-hmm. it is, you know, thanks to our sponsors mm-hmm. and our hosts like yourself and our board, for really making that happen. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our vintners.
Yeah. Yes.
They are extremely generous in donating their wine and putting the trips together, but it is also a business transaction for them as well. Mm-hmm. And being able to connect all of these wine enthusiasts in a room, and like you said, it's a little bit of chaos in there. We play Welcome to the Jungle as you're
right.
entering the auction tent for a reason,
right.
because it really does feel like that.
Yeah.
It is, but the energy in that mm-hmm. room is just...
Mm.
It mm-hmm. is, it's overwhelming, but it is so engaging,
it is.
And it makes it just
right.
really a great time.
Right. Yes, it does. And the auctioneer is, I mean, you have to see it to believe it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's a whole specialized field. I don't think there are too many people that can do that well.
It is a talent that I definitely do not have.
Yes.
We are so grateful for
yes.
him.
Yeah.
And he really,
is it the same person that you have every
Charles
year?
Anton
okay.
is
let's
our
give
auctioneer.
Him a shout out because
he's
something
wonderful. He lives in New York City, does tons of events, okay. but we are just so grateful that he comes yeah, all the way to Destin yeah, to
you can
help
tell
us.
He's a professional.
Yes, yes.
Professional money raiser, right? and then what about all the other people? Like, I'm just jumping on, like, at the 11th hour here, but, like, all the other, like, really big donors, like the Dugas family.
Dugas.
Been huge, right?
Yes. I mean, they've been a part of our organization for years, almost since inception. Mm-hmm. They have been not only contributing to Destin yeah. Charity Wine Auction, but yeah. our family of charities. They are huge
so
funders.
Generous. That Lynn and Steve Dugas, and then they preside over the Family Foundation, the Dugas Foundation.
Yes.
And what they have poured into this community, like, it cannot be overstated.
It cannot. You're
because
right.
it is something that, you know, I think people just get used to their name and like, oh yeah, that, but then when you really look at and know the totality of the amount of money, energy, and kindness that they have poured into this community, it's something.
It really is astounding. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there's so many more just like them that are just
yes.
such, they have such a heart for yeah. philanthropy. Mm-hmm. It is just right. so great to right. witness.
And then you have your star, Emma Lagasse, that you get to, draft on that mega stars.
Yes.
Stardom. Yes.
And our presenting sponsor of the auction, the Jumonville family, mm-hmm. Ryan and Raven, they're just beginning to mm-hmm. be the Dugas of uh-huh. of this area, but they have donated $1 million to Aliqua.
Yes.
They have donated $1 million to Destin Charity Wine Auction. They continue to give annually to organizations in our community. They have such a heart yeah. for giving and yeah. for children.
Mm-hmm. And they're very young.
They are. Yeah. They are also beautiful people, and they are very young mm-hmm. too, and mm-hmm. it's just... It's amazing what this community can attract mm-hmm. in terms of
yes,
community members and people with such generous hearts.
Right. Can you tell me something that happened over the last 10 years that like you that stopped you in your tracks where you just went, wow, this is why I do this? Like, is there any story that you have about like something that one of your benefactors over the years has told you what the money has done for them or for the people they serve?
There are so many stories. I mean, we attend events. We attend groundbreakings mm-hmm. for homes for Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. Being able to see yeah. the impact that they're going to have, the nights with the roof above their head and the security that they're getting, mm-hmm. To be able to, you know, and some of the clients we can't see yeah. Privacy, but right. every mm-hmm. year at our check presentation mm-hmm. ceremony, which is usually at the end of August, that is my favorite event of the year. You're mm-hmm. really seeing the impact mm-hmm. Those organizations and then the staff that work at those organizations that get to attend the event and the impact that they know what they can give their clients. Mm-hmm. It speaks to me every single year, and mm-hmm. that is really impactful mm-hmm. to me.
So are you doing anything different? Like in the world of fundraising, just like any business, right? Because it is a business. There's always like the new strategy, like we have to do this or we have to do this. Are there any new strategies that you're forging ahead on now that you're going into your second decade, in your second decade?
Well, in 2019, Destin Charity Wine Auction softly launched our Legacy Society, which is a planned giving for individuals or families that want to consider us in their will, want to give before their death. Mm-hmm. This fund serves as a safety net for our organizations should there be a natural disaster mm-hmm. or the very next year we had COVID.
It the year before.
And then it was a perfect case study why this fund,
right.
Our quasi-endowment fund, is really important right. for sustainability of our organization right. and for the organizations we serve. Because if we don't have a good year, mm-hmm. they don't have a good year. And mm-hmm. we work really hard that the organizations aren't really reliant on our mm-hmm. money, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, we're giving a big check and they are mm-hmm. reliant. And the community continues to grow mm-hmm. and the need continues to grow. Mm-hmm. And so creating that safety net mm-hmm. in our legacy fund is something that mm-hmm. is new for us, but is going to be really important for our future.
Yeah, that's important. And then in the last 2 years, am I right in sort of like gleaning when I would get the very large annual, the auction book?
Yes.
That then you open the bidding a little bit earlier than that night, right? That's like a new thing that's very effective for fundraising.
All virtual bidding.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we had started also that in 2019, so that 2020, the virtual bidding was already...
You trained them.
...was already the year before. Accessible for most of our clients.
Right.
But so our silent auction, if you can't attend the auction weekend, our silent auction, we have hundreds of opportunities to buy wine and trips. Right. And it opens early, closes late, so that you get a little extra time in case we need to squeak another dollar out of you after the auction.
Wow. You know, it's been a long time since I've been doing this, and so sometimes I don't even remember half of the things that I've done because there's been a lot, right? But I do remember at the very beginning of the charity, and you must have been there in the 10 years where Todd
Vukovic
was there, and then we would do the auction book for you for the first like couple years.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So when I got the last one, I said to myself, thank God we didn't have to do this one because it's this big.
It is.
It's
really.
That's hard. Whoever is doing that, that's hard. I know it's hard.
It is. Our director of marketing communications, Kate, who's looking at us right now. She is the visionary for the auction catalog. And we are actually in our 19th year of, of the auction.
Because that was so, before. Todd was before.
Was just before I was hired. Okay. Todd was president of the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kate and Francis Roy Agency are really very connected the few months leading up to the auction, creating that book.
Well, Kate, more power to you and Francis Roy, because it was so heavy. I just went, oh, thank you, God. We're not, because it's too hard.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, like I said, there are 55 live lots. There are hundreds of silent auction lots. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of content, written content in there. There are, we have an extremely generous base of sponsors, all local sponsors, which is also really amazing because we don't have a Delta Airlines sponsoring or American Express, but if they're listening, we'll take your money. But we have, you know, tons of sponsors, and their ads are in that catalog. I mean, it is a lot to put together, but it is. We're really proud of it every year.
the weight of it alone, you know, lets you know this is a serious, a well-run and grown organization, you know, like you can tell you're not just starting out, you know, so that's unbelievable. Let's just talk about how people can get involved, because there's various ways that they can. One, this is twofold. One, how they can get involved. And two, like, what's the weekend like? Let's describe the weekend to people that haven't been there. Okay.
The 19th Annual Destin Charity Wine Auction, April 26th through the 28th, held in Miramar Beach, Florida, which is a beautiful Grand Boulevard. The package is $3,000 a couple. It includes a patron dinner of your choice, one of which you are hosting.
Yes. So join us. Come on.
And transportation is included to and from your dinners. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday's main event, the reserve tasting and live auction, which is held in a 20,000 square foot air conditioned tent in Grand Boulevard. And that is from 1 to approximately 6 p.m. And that is where a majority of the fundraising happens, and a lot of really nice wine is consumed. Right.
So, one other thing I still don't know is, I know that the vintners are coming and they, you know, are assigned different homes that they're going to be at. How are the chefs chosen to be paired with the wine at the person's dinner?
We have a lot. We're very blessed. We have a very talented local culinary talent. So we rely on a handful of chefs in our community to be the chefs for those dinners. But we also have connections to chefs in Atlanta and chefs in Birmingham that want to participate every year. And so it really depends on where the host is having the dinner.
Okay.
If you're hosting in a restaurant, that lends itself to being that chef.
Yeah.
If you're hosting it in your home, then the host couple really gets to help decide who
great.
It's going to be there.
Awesome. Thank you. And then if you want to just talk about how someone could participate in the Legacy Program.
Absolutely. Our Legacy Society, we have information on our website, and you can reach out to myself as well. Joining the Legacy Society is, I know, not a decision people are going to make overnight, but something that will leave a lasting impact for forever. And then finally, we have another signature event that we do in Watercolor in the fall, Harvest Wine and Food Festival. That is a multi-day event, not quite the $3,000 price tag of the annual auction, but a great way to get involved. And then finally, volunteering. All of our charities need volunteers. And I strongly suggest, you know, take a look at our website, find an organization that speaks to you, and connect with them and put some time in volunteering.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm incredibly impressed with the organization. I'm also very impressed with you.
Thank you very much.
And your board. Yes. And I think, and then, you know, our community, you know, hats off to our community of incredible generosity and goodwill. I mean, we are blessed. We live in a unique place.
We really do.
We do.
Never ceases to amaze me how beautiful the people and this community are.
Agreed. So agreed. Well, have a great day.
Thank you,
everybody. I hope you enjoyed our chat. So much goodness and our lovely guest. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.